Welcome aboard. A few more moments, we'll start our taxi for takeoff. A couple of areas along our route are forecasted turbulence, so the seatbelt sign is a big deal tonight.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Licorice here, and I've got Melly, one of our lovely mods, with me now today.
Hey, guys.
We're going to be talking about privacy, specifically about deleted users, because I feel like that's always a relevant topic. And, you know, we're going to go over a little bit about, you know, where we come from on that and, you know, talk about the rule itself a little bit. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the feelings some people may have regarding the rule. And, you know, we're probably going to get a little bit more perspective in the future to refine that a little. So if you'd like to start for us, Melly, with, you know, just going over the rule as it's written and a little bit about how you feel about it and where you come from about, you know, having been through multiple accounts, things like that.
This is technically, I think, my fourth account,
maybe? Mm-hmm.
The first time I started, I was really, really nervous. Like a lot of people, you know, I lurked for a long time and I made an account and I posted a script and I got some good comments, and particularly from a user whose name I don't want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of over the moon because she was kind of the reason I posted it in the first place, is because I was like a huge fan of her scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And when she deleted, I was like, nope, I'm gone. And then I came back and I ended up a few weeks later sending a script in to a performer who performed it. And I was here for a good, you know, 3 or 4 months. And then I decided to leave again and I ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
And pissed a lot of people off. People had their feelings hurt. And it was shitty. And that is totally on me. But I still stand by that decision. It was my decision. And honestly, I didn't know anybody an explanation then or now. I did what was best for me. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I stand on the rule, which is that we don't discuss deleted users because they chose to leave and we choose to respect that decision, which I absolutely, absolutely agree with.
You know, I was lurking around here for like probably 2 years, I think, before I finally was like, you know, I might want to make an account. And then after having that little thought in my head, it still took like 6 months for me to actually have the balls to like record a verification and see what was going on. Cause I got to the point where I'm like, oh man, this fucking community is fucking dope. Everyone seems like a bunch of nerds. They're just normal fucking people. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Never had an internet community before. That's new. And, of course there was all the special porn that I couldn't get anywhere else, but that's neither here nor there. And, cause what is the internet? I don't know what that is, but, you know, so I was around, I think, for 8 months, I think. Well, excuse me, 6 months before I started getting burnout. Mm-hmm. And I saw someone mention that, like, they apparently someone had done math that, like, on average, like, most GWA users only stick around for, like, 6 months. And I guess it's for people who are, like, that stick around longer, like, not counting all the fucking individuals that, that just immediately leave and things like that. Most users, I think, that are actually active, I think on average stick around for like 6 months before like just bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So like about six months in, I was like, I'm burnt the fuck out. Cause I was like a lot of other new posters where I was posting all the fucking time. I was dedicating so much brain power to listening and recording and writing and like not really paying attention to other aspects of my life and like not hanging out with my friends in real life and talking to my friends on GWA, which not saying I shouldn't have talked to my friends on GWA, but it was starting to get to a point where it's like every night, like my roommate would be like, so are you talking to your Canadian friend tonight or your Australian friend tonight? And obviously I didn't give any names. I just told them like I have friends all over the world. But then 2 months later, I started getting on this track of listening to some less than reputable people on YouTube consistently for a while. And I think it was starting to poison my brain. And they kind of convinced me that, like, being on GWA was not a good thing for me. Like, based on a lot of the things they were saying about, like, being more conservative about sexual things and things like that. And I had been so wrapped up on it that I was like, I don't really know if this is a good thing for me anymore. And so I had to, like, rethink things. In retrospect, I wish I would have just took, like, a month off and, like, whatever. But I had this perspective of, like, well, if I leave things open, people are going to try and influence my opinion. And then I'm not going to be honest about what I actually need to do. So in the effort of preventing people from being able to influence my decision, I nuked all of my audios and scripts. And
there is, for me, I think I was kind of I didn't want to go back. I had made a decision. I needed to sort through it. Same thing. I'd gotten overwhelmed. It wasn't fun anymore. But at the same time, you kind of hit that point where you're like the rat with the pellet. You know, so I scorched the earth. I just made sure I wasn't ever going to go back. Actually, I didn't ever expect to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone just to, like, wake up a year later and be like, I think I'm going to make a new account.
Yeah. It's, I didn't expect to come back either. I was gone for 2 months, like, before I started mellowing out and realizing, like, this community is actually, like, a healthy place for people to express the things that they're expressing. Like, I mean, there's some not necessarily appropriate and nice people that lurk around the fringes of this community, which we'll get on that more later. But
there's assholes in every barrel. I mean, unfortunately, you know.
But yeah, that's true too. That's true too. You know, but I think it's worse in a community where people are so forthcoming about very intimate shit. But yeah, then I realized, I'm like, you know, this place is not poisonous. And I was really cautious. Like, I came back and I thought, I'm just going to write scripts. I'm not going to record anymore. And then after writing a little bit and doing some stuff on backstage, I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'll record an audio. And then I did that audio where, you know, I was recounting a personal, like, actual experience with no names given and things like that. And then I kind of became comfortable with, like, you know what, it's cool to record and I'm not going to probably record a lot. And I don't. I go, like, months between recordings at this juncture, except for backstage stuff.
Well, if that actually was something that, because I remember your first account, and when you came back, you were very different as far as just, like, you were much more like, whatever, I'll do it or I won't. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
That was when I decided to come back. That's what I thought about. I was like, you know what? I've done my shit. I've written my scripts. I've established my cred. I don't have anything to prove to anybody.
I didn't really think about that. Do actually. What
I
want.
I don't know why, because the first time I constantly felt like I was having to, I don't know why either. It's such a silly thing, but it was like, I need to keep turning out that product, and I need to keep, like, it's like that validation pellet.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I just don't give a shit anymore. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll get to it or I won't. But I didn't feel the need to constantly produce shit just to be producing shit.
Yeah. Like, nowadays, I don't feel a need to produce content for having numbers. I do occasionally get the want to record, but only because I'm like, that's a hot idea. That's a cool thing to record. I'm going to try and do it. Like, now it is fully become like, hobby. It's fully hobby level where, yes, like, I have a thing in my brain, yes, and I want to capture it. It's just like, it just be like anything else. Like a guy who can actually paint and he's like, oh, I got this fucking idea. I'm going to go ahead and fucking do some shit. And yeah, I need to get it on paper before it goes away. You know?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Because the first time around, I felt like I had to, like, obligation. Now I only do it when I want to.
It means it actually, like, when you only do it when you really want to, all of your audios will feel so much more genuine. They'll be so much more fun. and they're going to matter so much more. You're going to be happier about how they turned out. It's not going to be so much of a slog to edit them because, you know, you're only doing it when you want to, and you can take it at whatever pace you want.
Oh, yeah. Or just the editing in and of itself. Like, PBS wrote a Star Trek script? That sounds like fun. I can make phaser noises.
So overall, though, when I got to the point of wanting to leave, I did make a goodbye post. You know, I told everybody, I'm like, listen, I got some stuff I got to work out. I don't think it's a good idea personally for me to keep my stuff up here. Like, I'm going to give you guys a week to see this post so that nobody is confused about the fact that I'm gone and stuff like that. I figured a week was a fairly enough time for people to probably go on Reddit and see, like, oh my God, he's leaving. And, you know, I still talk to all of my, like, friends, though, even after I left, because, like, I didn't want to lose my friends. I just wanted to basically peace out of the fucking community at large. So, like, all my, like, my best friends on GWA, like, I still talk to them regularly. Still do right now, but...
Absolutely. That's actually one thing that kind of makes me crazy. These are talented people who deal with technology every day. You really think they can post their orgasms, but they don't know how to put a goodbye message up. If people want you to know, they will tell you. Because I didn't want to talk about it, so I didn't tell anybody shit.
Mm-hmm. I kind of took a middle ground where it's like, you know, I let everybody know ahead of time, but I explicitly said in my post, I do not want to discuss my reasons. Do not ask me. Don't PM me about it. Like, don't try, like, nice. You know, I don't want to get a bunch of mess, like, really whatever stuff. Like, just please don't, like, badger me. Like, I'm doing this out of, like,
nice.
I'm doing this out of respect for people that, like, have respected my boundaries and enjoyed my content and, like, took time to listen to me, because I do think that that takes a lot of time and effort as someone who used to listen to audios literally all day, every chance I got. Takes a lot of time and effort to do that. So, but I explicitly was like, I'm not talking about my reasons. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me about it. Like, just understand that I feel it's important for me to work through what I'm thinking about. And maybe I'll come back later in the future, but I'm not making any promises.
Which is, you know, it's kind of all you can do. This community can be a very distracting
place. Yeah. That's why people get burnt out after, like, 6 months. Like, because this place is... It's an extremely... Sims? Is Sims a good analogy for this? Because it's like a second... It's like, you get into this community, it's not like a passing thing that you occasionally post on. It's a second life. Once you're in this community, it's a second life.
It's like Sims down the rabbit hole.
I didn't really notice that until I left and finally had the clarity of understanding, like, man, it was getting really bad. Like, I was literally, like, I was shutting off real life so that I could spend, like, so much of my free time talking to my online friends and, like, recording and things like that. It
is a slippery slope at first, because it's very easy to get in really deep before you even realize it. It's a rush at first. It does wear thin after a while.
And that like major getting drowned in it and attached to it, and this is sort of similar for other kinds of content creators, not just GWA people. Like, for example, I watched a video game Let's Play series for, like, a long time on YouTube. These bunch of cool Canadian guys that have been making content for, like, I think, like, 10 years or something like that together on YouTube. And then they broke up, and it was heartbreaking because, like, I spent so much of my time absorbing their content. They were really funny. Not all their shit was good. Some of it was terrible, but, like, most of it was good. They had some hit and misses, but it was really, really good. And then they had a fucking video, like, halfway into a Let's Play series they were doing, and they're just like, yeah, we're done. Two of us aren't really friends anymore. It's all about business now. It's not fun anymore. And I almost, like, sat down and bawled about it, because I'm like, man, I felt like you guys were, like, my friends somehow, even though I've never met them. And they're just, And now they're not even friends anymore and they're doing their own projects. And I'm like, but they're, none of their single projects are going to be this good because they just had such good chemistry with each other. And now it's just gone. And there's this void. And like, I see people though, I see that happens here where like people absorb content and then people leave and then people get upset. And I mean, I see where the overlap is. It's just confusing to think about people feeling that way regarding porn, because like I've always looked at porn as like, no matter how good it was, no matter if I knew the person who was doing it, all that stuff aside, the only reason I listen to this shit is to get off. It's like, that's all. It's a tool for me to get my rocks off and then go about my day. Like that's all there is to it. I don't get attached to people who make these audios. Like, I mean, I could be attached to a person, but it has nothing to do with the fact that they're making audios. Like, it's...
with the audios.
It doesn't have to do with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I actually, to be honest, at this point, I have a hard time even listening to audio because I get very, very clinical. And I don't listen so much as I critique now. I think you stay here long enough and you kind of go through phases.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time even... I can't listen to it so much as I assess it. So... it's a hard time to get attached to something you're assessing.
I feel you on that. Like I mentioned, I used to listen to audios all the time because I was like, well, if I'm going to be a part of this community, I want to be active. I want to try to listen to as many audios as humanly possible. I want to put out a lot of positivity. I want to give people some like helpful critiques where I can find it. But nowadays, like, I only listen to audios that appeal to my really niche tastes, like, which, you know, basically is taboo stuff. That's basically about where it fucking falls. If it's not that, I'm probably not listening to the audio. That's just, you know, that's just all there is to it. At this juncture, like, I'm only listening to things that I'm almost sure I'm going to enjoy. That's...
I mean, there's only so many hours in the day, man.
You
gotta be choosy about what you do with them.
You know, people find stuff here that they can't really find, like, anywhere. And because of that, I think people get really attached to the content more. I see a lot of people will put comments when people leave, like, oh my god, I can't believe they left. It was, like, the only fucking, like, porn I could get off to. Like, now this sucks. What am I going to do? And I'm like, I mean, the internet is a vast place, man. There's, you just got to just dig hard, or dig harder than you are right now. It's not that bad. Go to many vids. Go to many vids, like, there's millions of fucking creators that are doing the shit. People get attached, and then people leave. And
to some extent, that attachment is, you're right, it is understandable, because the nature will blur lines. For me, I don't listen to rambles. To me, a ramble, that's much more personal. And I'm not here for personal, so I just don't do that. But whatever people are choosing, it's a broadcast. You know, we broadcast what we want out into the world. And when we decide to stop, as attached as you may feel to people and to performers, as any of us may feel to performers, when they stop, they stop. You just have to be grateful for what was put forward. You can't expect more. That's the part that always drives me crazy, is when people start citing, well, I'm not a stalker. Are you on the internet asking for information about a strange woman you don't really know that she doesn't want you to have? You might want to look up stalker again. I hate to break this to you. You know
what? Yeah.
I don't have bad intentions. Really, quite frankly, your intentions are irrelevant. I mean, if, you know, people, well, I just want to make sure she's okay.
Well, yeah.
If she's not, what are you going to do? Are you going to fly to her town and rescue her? Are you going to explain to her mom while it's really not bad what she's doing? Are you going to, if the goal is to help the performer, how is you knowing helpful to that performer? How does that improve their situation? And if it doesn't, then again, all you're doing is making yourself feel better. Well, that performer is giving you enough. They don't owe you closure.
I agree. I'd like to add, the thing on the intentions is a fantastic general bit of life advice, in that, like, intentions in general are fine. Well-intentioned people are, you know, likely going to be people who will, you know, go out and do wonderful things, intentions by themselves don't matter at all. You can be the most well-intentioned person ever, but the only thing that actually matters is your actions and understanding how people are going to respond to those actions, how it's going to make people feel, the effects that your actions are going to have. It doesn't matter if you wanted to help someone, if your actions are going to do nothing but frustrate them and make them even less want to come back.
Make them uncomfortable, chase them further. Yeah. Especially when someone's feeling overwhelmed and they go out of their way to just stop that incoming stimulus and you keep pushing it. To me, if I had come back after I left under an alt or something and saw people discussing me, I would have freaked out. I would never come back if I thought people were like publicly dissecting my decisions. Obviously, what people do in private is their own business, but you know what? You don't get to post that kind of stuff about somebody else. That's not just not okay. It's just not.
Yeah. I figured when I left, you know, there'd be people that would be sad. You know, I did, I did content that filled very particular niches, and I probably fell into that category of, like, people were listening to me, and it's like, well, how else do I get off now? Not, like, saying to toot my own horn, but when you do niche content, that's the nature of people who listen to your content. If I would have come back, and I would have saw, like, posts, like, where'd Annis go? Like, I miss Annis. Like, please, somebody tell me where he is. Like, bitch, I'm about to call the police.
Yeah, right.
I might just call the police. I don't know what you know about me now. Like, who knows?
That's freaking, yeah. And I'm not an audio script monkey. You can't, like, put a quarter in and I just, like, pop out content because you want it. Mm-mm.
I put out a lot of content as Annis. I mean, fuck loads of audios, questionnaires, all kinds
scripts.
Of shit.
Scripts.
And I did everything I could to try and make sure I wasn't being too forthcoming about personal info. But after all that shit, odds are somebody probably got an inkling of, like, something about me. Like, you know, that just slipped through.
It's impossible to contain it all. Not if you're going to have any sort of meaningful connection with anyone.
Exactly. So, you know, if somebody was actively trying to find me after I was gone, I would have probably, like, been worried, like, am I going to get a weird phone call? Is somebody going to add me somewhere? Like, am I going to get weird letters? I don't know, man. Like, that's, you know, and not to say I got, like, weird comments or anything. I mean, I did get my, I did get a couple of, like, unbecoming PMs before, primarily, well, I think it was exclusively by dudes, but they were usually fairly cordial, like, after I told them fuck off.
Right, right.
I had a dude who PM'd me, and he was like, yo, like, that was some fun stuff. You want to kick? And I'm like, you know, I don't, actually. I'm not here for that. Oh, well, okay. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. And then there was another guy who, he got really wrapped up in the idea of me doing a particular audio. And then I got to a point where I was like, look, dude, I'm just explaining to you. I'm not really into the concept anymore, and I'm not going to do this audio. And then he was like, well, can we, like, kick? And I'm like, no. Like, can we blah, blah, blah? I'm like, dude, I told you fucking no. Like, I'm about to fucking, like, report you. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't owe you anything. You fucking weirdo.
Exactly. No. People do what they do. You talk to who you want to talk to. You work on the shit you want to work on.
A lot of people leave because they have been outed by somebody. A lot of people leave because they, you know, preeminently want to get out of here before they get into a situation where people finding out about this kind of shit would jeopardize opportunities they have. Like, you know, I know people have said, like, I'm leaving because I've got job opportunities and stuff like that. And if anybody finds out about this stuff, I will probably not be able to keep this job because of that. And I don't want to have that possibility. And I'm like, well, that's 100%. You do you, man. Like, you gotta further your life. And I mean, like, honestly, like, fuck everybody here. But, like, if somebody was like, yo, dog, I'm gonna give you a 50K a year job, but you can't be affiliated with anything naughty. Be like, bye, GWA, fuck it. I know, no names, obviously, but I know someone personally that went through, like, some accounts because somebody they knew, like, found them. And I'm sure that's probably happened to multiple people that I probably like have seen active in the community. It's probably happened to multiple people, but yeah, nah, they went through like multiple accounts, like, cause somebody they knew that they didn't want to know about this, discovered them somehow. Jesus. I don't know how, but they did.
I mean, what are the fucking odds? That's like astronomical.
Yeah. And I weigh that all the time against my own thing, because, like, you know, I always thought, like, well, I don't really talk to a lot of people. Like, Reddit is already a niche place on its own. Like, mm-hmm. Reddit as a whole, even though a lot of people go on here, like, if I mention Reddit to a lot of people, like, that, you know, are on the peripheral of, like, my friend group and things like people I knew, like, in high school and stuff, probably wouldn't even know what that site was. And people who go on here will probably never, ever know what GWA is. And so, like, the likelihood that someone that I personally know finding me is so infinitesimally small. And yet, I think to myself, I bet that those people who got outed probably thought the same fucking thing. They probably thought the same thing.
Possible, but not probable.
Exactly. I mean, thankfully, for the most part, like, the amount of people that I interact with regularly is very small in real life. And those people, most of them already know that I've done audio content because I don't give a fuck. And I've told them, like, yeah, I didn't go into details about it, but, like, my best friends absolutely know. My best friends have actually heard stuff that I've done.
Oh, shit.
Like, I willingly, like, asked them, like, would it be weird if you listen to this and see what you think? Like, and my best friends have heard it and, like, are very supportive and even, for the most part, said, that's really cool. Like, just as a concept of, like, being an amateur creator and being in this community, it's really fucking cool. That's a good thing why you can make all of your Soundgasm stuff private, because even if you send someone a link to something on your Soundgasm, if everything is private, the only things they have access to are the things you've linked. They can't find your other shit, like, unless you link them to it. So I like having complete creative control and, you know, control over who can see my shit at any given time. I think that's smart. I think it's good for privacy. And in places like this, like we've already said, like, 5 times before, people will get attached to you and people are going to fucking listen to all your shit and people are going to probably try and find you in the phone book and, you know, all those kind of stuff. And, looping everything back around, there's plenty of reasons for people to want to leave, and it sucks, especially if you became really good friends with that person online. Like, you know, it's one thing for a listener to be like, oh, I was just listening to your content, now you're gone, and I don't have you anymore, it sucks. You know, and I guess there's another layer to it if, like, you feel like you became really good friends with somebody, and then they just ghost. Because I've been ghosted in real life from someone that I was, like, that I was interested in. And you feel like, it's like, I don't know what happened. What's going on? Like,
a rug got yanked out from under you?
Yeah, it's like, what did it, like, was it my fault? Did I drive you away somehow? Like, did I do this? You know, did something happen to you? You know, no idea.
Yeah. And that does suck. I actually kind of think it's a weird blessing. The first time somebody ghosted for me was, I think, Nowhere Eternity, who is back again. Because he can't stay away and he's leaving, left and come back like again 5 times.
Nowhere's back.
Hello. But for me, it happened the first time, like, 3 days after I started listening. So it was very easy to just be like, okay, so this is just a thing that happens, and don't get too attached because anybody can disappear at any time. And while it was shocking, I hadn't been listening long enough to really get attached.
Yeah.
And it actually served as a very nice intro to the risk factor on that one.
Yeah. I was kind of lucky in that, like, a lot of the guys that I listened to stuck around. There were some audios, like, initially when I started listening that, like, disappeared, that sucked. Like, honestly, hottest audio I may have ever heard, like, was back when I started listening, and then she just, like, disappeared, Then the second oddest audio I ever listened to, like, the script was still up, but the fill was gone. There was nothing that was hotter than that at the time. And anyways.
No, it is. And when you go back into your saves and it's just gone, it's a very disappointing
thankfully,
moment.
I will say, thankfully, my saved list is quite large. And I've had to bookmark a lot of stuff on Google because of the whole age thing, because that's a lot of the stuff I like listening to. So I've got plenty of stuff to look through. And then, of course, there's all my other mediums of erotica that I look at, so...
And there is some upside to the performer shelf life. There's always new people coming in. There's always new voices. There's always new content. One door opens, closes. Come on now.
You know? Yeah, you don't want shit to get stale, for sure.
There will be other awesome things and other awesome posters.
I'm going to use some wrestling terminology because that's how I do. The solid mid-card of GWA, those people that were pulling those 300s frequently, they're holding this place up. Like, they're keeping people interested. They're making new people want to get in on it. Whereas most of the people who got, like, the heydays and the highest things, they're not really around anymore. They're gone. Their accounts might still be here, but they're not really posting anymore. Like, Sass, you know, comes back, like, every 8 months or something like that to randomly do an audio. Whereas, like, she used to be, like, fucking really prevalent and had, like, some of the, you know, was making regularly interesting, like, fucking hot content. But now she comes back, like, once every 8 months, and she's got her reasons for that. I honestly expect at some point she's probably going to delete her account, as we all probably will at some point.
It does seem like a loose end to leave hanging around when you do finally make the exodus. No point waving the flag.
Because the exposure really doesn't benefit you in any meaningful way, but it can harm you in a very real way.
I mean, I'm not super worried about exposure, but it's not a conversation I would look forward to having with anyone. I don't think it would be a particularly fun conversation.
You know, you don't wax on with your boss about, like, yeah, I did this fucking sexual comedy skit with a bunch of my buddies, and...
Yeah, I don't tell them about your magic kazoo. I'm sorry. I don't share that.
I thought that was regular shit, you know?
Yeah, you know, as you do. What's up? Oh my God. It's all good. I love collaborations so fucking much. I wish they got more love around the GWA land.
It's what binds our community together, I would argue. I mean... You know, some people aren't into it as much as others. I remember seeing a post on Backstage recently where someone was talking about, like, I don't really come here for the community. And I'm like, that's cool and all. But that's why I came here. It's why I'm still here. It's why people post on Backstage at all, generally speaking, because they want to be a part of this tapestry of weird shit that we've somehow made work. You know, that's the main draw for being here.
That... For me, was the main draw of coming back, yeah, was not actually the content itself. It was the community.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was. And the first place I went was Two Tarts.
I am also glad that I got involved with that project, because I already wanted to do something, and then Reeds was like, you want to help me out and be like full-time? I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, absolutely. That's 100... You didn't even have to ask me. You just kicked my door in, and you were like, "Hey, you're part of this project now." Like, well, okay, welcome. Guess so. Okay,
it's such a great thing.
But yeah, I think we more or less covered.
I think so.
I think we more or less covered the privacy stuff. I don't think anyone's gonna mind the extra little bits of fun. But yeah, I think we more or less made the point solid. You know, it's people's reasons for leaving should be respected. No one owes you anything.
No matter your intentions with the information. No,
yeah, and your intentions in general don't matter. Your actions do. Sometimes people ghost you, and that sucks, but you got to be an adult and scrape that shit off and keep walking.
And if you want to talk about it, just keep it offline.
Yeah, don't make it a public thing. because that's awkward, and you're going to inspire people to try and find people in the phone book. And
if you see someone else do it, please don't answer them and tell them the information, because the more that we do that, the more people are just going to keep asking, like, it's a, and assume that it's okay. And it's really not okay.
Exactly.
Not to the people that left.
But leave people the fuck alone. Most people who leave come back anyway. Like, at least for people who are, like, active in the community, most people who leave usually come back at least once. Like,
that's so true.
It's pretty prevalent that people do come back. So, with that in mind, stop fucking worrying. They're probably going to come back in, like, a week or a month or something. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, they're probably going to be come back, and if they don't, then fuck it. They're probably off doing something better, and they don't need to be bothered with your bullshit, you know?
Well, and you know what? Like, look at the gates, because there's a whole new crop coming in, and I guarantee somebody in the next 3 weeks is going to trip your trigger at some point.
Oh yeah, there's always
big place.
There's always new people coming in, and it's like even some of the new like people coming in. Like I'll see something, some fresh like performer that I've never seen before, and there's a tag I like, and I'm like, "Who are you? Excuse me, madam. Save. You know, I'll see what you got."
Exactly, right? It's, can't focus on the wrong things. It just make you crazy. Only a fool walks into the future backwards. Face forward. Smile.
But what if you have a face, like, on the back of your head?
Dude, if you actually have eyes in the back of your head, you're kicking ass by this point, I would think. Right? That's like the one-eyed man in the land of the blind. You're king, right? Heavy as the head that wears a crown?
I'm not drunk enough for this, I just realized. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Was there anything that you wanted to kind of like re-summarize that I'm missing here?
I think we covered it. I mean, I don't think anybody's a stalker or a creep for wishing somebody well, but there's a difference between helping them and just making yourself feel better.
Yeah, and then understanding that even if you're well-intentioned, your actions can come off as not that, and no matter how much you explain it, it doesn't make it better.
No, we judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge other people by their actions.
Mm-hmm. Excellente. Well, I think that about wraps it up. For everybody who listened, thanks for tuning in. This is the kind of shit that I've been wanting to do mostly for a while. I haven't found anybody wanting to bite, so we decided, fuck it, we're just gonna do it ourselves. We're gonna do it live. And
y'all are welcome to comment, and agree, disagree, just keep it civil.
Yep.
No bringing up anybody directly who has gone.
Yeah. And if you want to give us ideas about topics, we'll take that too. Always on the lookout for new shit, and that'll cook it, using your words.
Indeed. Cooking with grease.
Regardless of what you feel the flight conditions might be, you're going to have to trust me on this one. I have your safety as utmost consideration for me.